Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so what we've all been waiting for, obviously, it's the debut start for the Atlanta Falcons this weekend of Michael Penix Jr. I want to go ahead and get to this because I know everybody wants to hear it. We'll talk afterwards. This is the quarterback report. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Dave Archer talking to Michael Penix Jr.
Michael, obviously you've been waiting for this opportunity, and everybody talks about how hard you've worked and how much you've absorbed things. How do you feel about this opportunity coming up?
I mean, I'm excited. I'm blessed. You know, that's the main thing. You know, I thank God for every opportunity I get, you know, to even play this sport and be playing it at the highest level. You know, it's a blessing, you know, and to be able to take the field this week, I'm super excited, and, man, I can't wait to ball.
What's it meant to you? Your teammates have rallied around. There's a lot of conversation about how much energy that you bring, and then it's translated to your teammates, even Kirk Cousins. I mean, nobody likes to be benched, but Kirk Cousins in your corner as well.
Yeah, man, it's great. You know, it just shows the character we have in this building. You know, man, I'm truly appreciative of being able to be in this organization. You know, with Raheem, Coach Rod, as the head, you know, he's been great, you know, as far as team meetings, the way he speaks, you know, to get us ready each and every week. So, you know, it starts with our leader, man. Rod and Terry, you know, they do a great job, you know, just getting the right guys in this organization. And I'm super blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm glad that my teammates, you know, they look at me as, you know, somebody that they can look at to lead this football team.
So. You've played a ton of football. I mean, people don't realize 48 games in college. You played for a national championship. You played at the highest possible level. Now, I know you haven't played a lot yet at this level. How much do you kind of satisfy or make the game about what you used to do you haven't done yet at this level?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's football. You know, you got, as long as you prepare, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, you want to make sure you're prepared. And, you know, I've been prepared each and every week. You know, I prepare like the starter, you know, since day one. And each and every game, you see me on the sidelines, you know, taking those mental reps so that whenever my time do come, you know, I'll be ready. And at the end of the day, you know, I just got to go out there and just have faith and, you know, just trust in my preparation. And that's what I'm going to do. And obviously, I got the guys around me that's going to make the big time plays. And, you know, for me, I'm just like, I just got to get the ball in there. Hands, so you know that's going to be the biggest thing.
You're such an even keeled guy. I had a chance to talk to you in the preseason. I asked you if you get nervous for you. He said, "I don't get nervous. I just get excited for the games." How much do you kind of have to maybe not be as excited for the game and be as even keeled as you can possibly be?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous. You know, but I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. You know, my girl, she told me last night, she's like, if you're not nervous, then it's a problem. Like, when you got nerves, that means you care. And, you know, so I'm embracing it. I'm embracing every part of this journey, and I'm super excited to see what God has planned for me.
That's a young lady that knows what she's talking about now. I love the fact that you're locked in that way. Okay, so tell me about the Giants. When you put them on tape, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's an NFL team. You know, at the end of the day, playing the best of the best, you know, each and every week. You know, so we got to make sure we prepare at a high level. And, you know, they do a lot of things on tape that we feel like we can capitalize off of. And but obviously, they have good players over there as well. So do we on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball here. So at the end of the day, as long as we execute, we'll be able to come out with a win. So that's what it's about, execution.
I know how much you love these guys that you're playing with and how talented they are around you. A lot of them are the same age. You guys are kind of in the same boat right now. Tell me about being able to adjust to them, having not had a lot of practice time with the guys you're playing with.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to start this week. You know, I make sure I get a lot of those reps with those guys, you know, mental, either if it's in the film room or just watching film and stuff like that, or on the field, you know, just getting multiple reps with the receivers, you know, make sure our timing is right, you know, with Bijan and Tyler, you know, make sure we're good on our run tracks and stuff like that as well, you know, but it takes reps at the end of the day, and we got some time, so.
The A-Tails believes in you, man. They're looking forward to watching you go.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm super excited to play here. So.
Have fun, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Going the pressure is a privilege route, if you will. That's, you know, Kirby Smart always talks about, and a number of guys, and he's right, man. If you're not nervous, I like, it would make me nervous if he wasn't a smidge nervous, because I'd be like, dude, you don't know what you're getting into. Like, if you're not a little bit nervous, you don't understand what's going on Sunday.
Sounds like a guy that played in college for 5 years.
Right. He sounds like a guy who's made a ton of starts at the quarterback position.
And that's not a bad thing either.
Yes.
Don't take that. I'm not saying that's not a slight. That is a testament. And I don't think he missed a game at Washington when he was there.
You know, as opposed to like an Anthony Richardson who says, I'm not going to lie, I was tired. You know what I mean? Like,
or pats his helmet to come out.
Yeah,
different players.
Well, the one has made not a lot of starts, and one
that's
has.
That's true. Both have had injuries in their careers.
Yeah.
At one, more of nagging injuries, and the other, I think the entire time Anthony Richardson played at Florida, he had a pulled hamstring.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, look, man, when you're an athlete like that, I've told you before, it's like a Formula One car, man.
Well,
they go fast, but they break you.
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, he pulled his hamstring running 80 yards for a touchdown against South Florida 1 year when he was playing at Florida. And, I mean, because he was out running everybody. But look, this is the – everyone talked about the Raiders being a good start. This team's not a bad team to start against either, okay? They're last in scoring offensively. They're last in the red zone. They are one of the worst passing offenses in the league. You should be able to hopefully get to the quarterback. You've gotten 13 sacks in 4 games as a defense since coming off the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Whether some people think they're timely or not doesn't really matter. They're getting there. And make them timely. Get a hand on the ball when you get there. We've seen Ebikadi strip the ball out. Get more of those.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's the next level. Right? Isn't that to me, that's the next level. It's the chaos factor, right? It's the havoc factor in the backfield. And I tell you all the time, more than just sacks, I think sacks plus interception, like that havoc rate that you can wreak in the backfield, that's the biggest stat. It's not just sacks, right? It's, can I wreak havoc? Can I force bad throws? Can I pressure the quarterback down in and down out? And can I get in his face? And that's what I'm hoping. It's going to be Drew Lock, reportedly. And that's what I want to see. To me, that's the next level.
Yeah, as bad as Ritter played, he made some terrible throws. But I thought that he didn't necessarily allow the havoc to force him consistently into doing some of the stuff we saw him do here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, he made some bad throws.
To be honest, I thought he looked last week exactly like he did here. It was like, you know, I don't necessarily think that the pressure affected him last year. It's just that even when he had a clean pocket – or was rolling out in the flat, that's when the bad decisions came. Like throwing back across his body and doing stuff like that. So
then I go to the other side, Mike, before we get out of here, and why it's good. This is a good start for Penix. 20th ranked scoring defense, the 31st rushing defense in the league. Now, they're middle of the road as a red zone defense. They're not a bad red zone defense at all. But when you look at the fact that you should be able to run the ball, that would hopefully keep some stress off of Penix. So in his first start, they're not able to come to pin their ears back and come at him in a bunch of third and longs, you know, third and six and overs, right?
Yeah.
If you can keep them in third and fours, you can kind of keep everything to where you want it to be because you're on schedule at that point. So that's really something that I look at. And I had somebody I was at the gym yesterday, and the guy was talking to me about Falcons, and he's like, hey, I'm worried about Bijan. And I said, why? And he's like, well, man, we just gave him. He's got a ton of carries, and we're using him so much. And it's a good point. It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Compared to the usage last year, I'm going to go back and pull his numbers last year, and I'll get it to you when we come back for fair or foul. But he's already got 237 carries and 54 catches this year.
Ooh. Ooh.
So he's over 1,500 yards all purpose.
But doesn't it feel different than the kind of – it's not the kind of system you would normally think of, in my opinion, where you think of you're worried about the amount of carries. Like, it's not – and I don't know. He still has Algier to take some off his back, right? It's still not like your, hey, I'm getting 35 a game kind of guy. This is not, you know, the kind of system, too, where it's A-gap, 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 B-gap, right? He's they're doing a good job putting him out in space, and I think that allows him a lot of times to kind of avoid some of that rougher contact.
Yeah,
that's in my opinion.
I mean, I agree, but I also have seen him step up a ton and eat blocks.
That's a great point.
And that is very demanding physically on a running back's upper body.
If he's not the best pass protecting running back in the NFL, he's top five. So there's no doubt in my mind.
You want to pull him real quick, the numbers? You want to see what he did last year?
Go ahead.
Last year he had 214 carries for 976 yards and four touchdowns while having 58 catches for another four touchdowns. This year, I told you, he's already got 237 carries for 1,100 yards, and he's already got 54 catches for
really?
54 catches.
I wouldn't have thought that, man.
In fact, you want to know how it looks? Darnell has 57. Drake has 75.
Yeah.
Ray has 53.
Wow.
Or excuse me, 54. And Bijan has 54.
I would not have thought that many already. It doesn't feel like that.
Other than Drake, the ball has been spread between Darnell, Ray, and Bijan. And then Kyle Pitts has 40.
Yeah.